Shiny Squirrel Podcast, episode Grandma Matata. Grandma Matata, how are you today?
What?
I said, how are you today, Grandma? The theme song for this week is playing.
I can't hear it.
You can hear it, and I'm going to tell you why. Do you know why?
No.
Because I'm always asking you questions, Grandma, so I picked out the theme song this week, which is called Tell Me Why by Poison.
Why and tell what?
Not tell and why. Tell me why. Tell me why, Grandma. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your foot, Grandma.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Okay, Grandma. How are you this week? It's been another whole 7 days have gone by.
Horrible. When I was a child, I was a slave. I just had a nightmare about that.
Grandma.
You know who saved me?
Tell me.
Boo-boo. She came and saved me.
Grandma, you were never a slave. You were 2 years old on the Titanic.
I know. When I was three, I was a slave.
You... Okay, I'm not going to be sorry for this, but tell me why, Grandma. As our theme song
was
this week...
My real mom, I'm just kidding, my mom, took me to a farm. And she said, if you don't work, I'll beat you up. And no candy for you.
And Grandma, what kind of farm did you work on? Which I find a little bit hard to believe.
I worked at the farm.
What?
A farm really, 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 really far away from here, which now is built into a big, giant city in New York.
And what kind of, was this a vegetable farm or a fruit farm? What did they grow on this farm, Grandma?
They grew old, nasty, dried out grass that we had to clean.
And was this like grass for lawns?
No, it was like tall grass. And they were all yellow because of the sun. And then they would get set on fire because it was so hot outside. I even got set on fire one time.
Oh, Grandma,
I have one strand of hair left.
You don't have one strand of hair.
Oh, there's another piece.
You have a lot of, you have every bit of hair on your head that you've had since you were born.
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, and then there was a fire. And I was stuck in the middle. So sad.
And let me guess, Boo-Boo saved you.
She ran and jumped over the fire and said, and she put me on her back. She rode me away.
You rode Boo-Boo to safety out of the fire.
Yes.
Yeah, Grandma, you tell the tallest... Grandma, I think you're...
Every time there's a new story, but it's all true.
Yes, it's all true.
Next week, I'll tell you about the Egyptian story I was...
Grandma, you... Yeah, I suppose you...
I'll tell you it right now.
Go ahead and tell us
when I was first born, I was born in a pyramid.
You were born...
With a bunch of Egyptian people. And when I was one, they fed me grapes.
They fed you grapes.
And that's when I met Boo Boo.
And what kind of grapes were they? Purple or green?
Pink grapes.
Pink grapes. And those were the very rare Egyptian pink grapes.
Yep. And they changed my diaper and they gave me candy.
Grandma, you know what?
I ate the chocolate and the chocolate came back out.
Grandma, you get...
And that is when I met Boo Boo. She was there with me the whole time.
Grandma, you are quite a storyteller. But guess what? It's time for Grandma Matata's Critiques Eats. We got Grandma something that she's never had before.
You don't eat the food.
We got Neapolitan. You want me to keep the theme music going, Grandma?
Yes. Now, Boo Boo.
Well, I gotta stop it so I can talk.
I'll give you some if you lay down.
We have Neapolitan ice cream. It is strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, which Grandma has never had a combination of the three before. Have you, Grandma?
Nope.
So what do you think of it as you dig into your bowl of ice cream, the Neapolitan ice cream? I bet you got a story about how you invented Neapolitan ice cream, don't you?
Yep.
Why don't you tell us that while you enjoy that ice cream before you critique it?
When I was six.
Mm-hmm. When you were six, what happened?
What was I saying?
You were talking. You got an ice cream. You got an ice cream headache, don't you? Because you ate the ice cream too fast. Yeah. I think I figured out a way how to keep Grandma quiet. Is promise her Neapolitan ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And donuts.
So is it? How does it taste, Grandma? Tell the listeners at home who have never had Neapolitan ice cream what it tastes like.
Why do they call it that? They should call it strawberry vanilla chocolate.
Well, why would they do that when they just got one word called Neapolitan?
Because it makes no sense. Okay. So what was the first question you asked me? Oh, yeah, when I was six.
You're critiquing the eats about the ice cream, the Neapolitan you've never had before.
No, I'm going to tell you how I made it, remember?
Stop. All right, Grandma, tell us a story about when you were 6 years old.
The story is about how I made it when I was six.
When you were six, you made Neapolitan ice cream. Correct?
Mm-mm. I did make it, but...
Well, let's get down into the critique.
No. When I was six, I fell down my stairs, and I found poop on the floor. I picked it up and said, "This sure does look yummy." And then I went to the farm and picked out
Grandma,
a flower, and it was a vanilla flower.
And how did you arrive?
A strawberry. No, you're not touching my bone.
Grandma.
I gotta lick it out too. And so then I said, "You can't eat poop." So I found this little bean and I mixed them together. Mm-hmm. And voila! I catched air in a jug.
You caught air in a
and
jug.
And I poured it in there and I mixed it all together and voila.
Voila, Neapolitan ice cream. Nail polish ice cream. Is that what we're going to call it from now on, Grandma?
Yeah.
All right, so how would you rate on a scale of 1 to 5 nail polish ice cream?
Strawberry flower bean.
Strawberry flower bean? Yeah. I kind of like that. What you just came up with there with, the nail polish ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I think it would be a good word for it?
Why?
Because you polished it off. It's gone.
Then I need to change them right now. Change every single one to Grandma's nail polish ice cream.
Well, Grandma, that's
dip your fingers in. Voila! You have three different colors on each finger.
Grandma.
One's brown, one's white, one's pink, one's brown, one's white, one's pink.
Grandma, I'm going to start the next segment of the podcast with your storytelling. This is Popped Music with Grandma Matata.
Oh, I got to say something to you.
And this, what do you got to say to me, Grandma?
I sent you two of my songs.
Yes.
And then I'm going to ask you if you like them, so they should be on there somewhere.
You mean you want to switch the role where you're going to play me two songs?
Yes, here we go.
I see the file there. Should I play it then?
Yep, right there. And play. Ready? Where is it?
Right there.
Play
all
the
right.
Whole thing.
So,
you already know what it is.
I've heard this song, Grandma. This is... I've seen this song in 15-second and 6-second clips. This is that Nene song, right? This is that song that kind of goes through the history of dance. I've seen a lot of people play this song, and then they would make videos for it.
Boo Boo loves the song. She invented it.
Boo Boo didn't write that song.
Yep.
Grandma, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of this song?
My favorite song.
I think this is the kind of song that I could like listening to on a long road trip. You know why? Have you ever done the stanky leg, Grandma?
Yeah, that's where you pour nasty cheese on your leg and now your leg stinks.
Oh, Grandma. Well, I think that would be the kind of song that I would listen to on a long road trip.
What's your name?
All right, Grandma, do you want me to play the second song that you sent me? Grandma, do you want me to play the second song that you sent me?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to play it. Here we go.
My friend showed me this one.
Grandma, that's quite a rock and roll song that you selected there. Got a nice beat to it. You know what it kind of reminds me of, sort of? Blink 182. Because they always do funny comedy songs like that. Now there's a video for this song out on the internet, right?
Let them listen to the words.
I think we should just post this with a link on the Instagram account. On the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Instagram account. Because they can follow us over there, right? Right, Grandma?
Yeah.
I think I like this song better than the Nene.
No, I like the Nene better.
Well, you're asking me what I thought of this song this week. Well, Grandma, you know what I have to rate these songs? I have to rate the Nay Nay a thumbs up, going up, but then leveling off. Okay? And then I have to rate, I would have to rate Everybody Do the Flop 3 thumbs going up and still going up and still going up because it's going to go farther than the Nay Nay.
Oh, what a CD.
That's what I think about that, Grandma. Why is that so sad?
Well, if you want to listen to the Do the Flop song, it's called Do the Flop by Tom Scott. T-O-M-S-K-A.
S-K-A. Well,
he also invented the song I Like Trains.
I Like Trains? We'll have to link it on the Instagram
account. Can we do I Like Trains next week?
We could do the I Like Trains next week.
I like trains.
Tell you what, next week I will play you a song and then you play me a song, okay?
I don't have anything to play music.
You just send me the file and we'll go from there, okay?
I don't know how to send files.
You do too, Grandma.
No, I don't know.
You can eat ice cream, you can send a file.
If I have a baby dog that I have had all my life, we went through history together.
Grandma, is this...
I'll tell you right now. Little baby boo-boo.
Next week, I'll tell you right now.
Her very first Christmas, actually every Christmas.
Yes.
She lays, this is really true. This is not the podcast. I know I'm saying it to the podcast, but in real life, this is what she does every Christmas. We have this nice little carpet thing that goes around your Christmas tree.
Yes.
She sleeps under the Christmas tree with the presents.
And is that how...
On Christmas, she sleeps there.
And then...
She has her own little stocking, too.
And what does Boo Boo get in her stocking for Christmas?
Nothing.
Not even a doggy treat?
No, she gets doggy treats.
Oh, Grandma. You know, okay,
Last year, she got a pillow.
Grandma, it's time for the culture report. This is where I'm going to read Grandma 2 story headlines, and she gets to pick which one she wants to hear first.
Mm-hmm.
But then Grandma's always going to have some commentary before we start with that. So, Grandma, give us your side of the culture report.
It is 79 degrees outside and partly cloudy. It has rained a tiny bit today.
Mm-hmm.
And sun in Las Vegas.
And increasing chances of darkness at nightfall, right?
Yes, my baby Boo's so cute. And I walk my dog every single morning, not Boo Boo, because she almost died today.
Grandma Matata, she did not die.
She almost died.
Boo Boo did not die.
She hasn't got her shots for allergy, so I tried to walk her outside today and started choking on the floor.
Maybe it's because you fed her Neapolitan ice cream.
No, I didn't.
I know the truth. Look, I see the dog has strawberry around its mouth. Grandma.
Its mouth. It.
Grandma.
You claw my puppy in it.
Grandma.
I don't want that camera in my face. Get out of here.
Grandma.
Go. Get out. Why are you in my house?
Grandma.
I will kick
You're
you.
You're trying to sidetrack the culture report. Now you get a choice of ATM Oops or Hawaii Snow. Which one do you want to hear first?
Hawaii Snow.
You want to hear Hawaii Snow?
I was there when it snowed.
Do you want to hear... I'm going to read you Hawaii
Snow. Why
don't
I tell you what happened since I was there?
Why don't I read you the story first, and then you tell me what happened when you were there, okay?
All right. It started snowing.
Okay, it snowed in...
Ash.
In July. It snows regularly in Hawaii on the big mountain of Mauna Kea. All right? This is where the big telescope is, up on Hawaii, all right? But the point is that near-freezing temperatures led to 1.5 inches of snow in the middle of July. Because this mountain, the volcano that it is almost 14,000 feet tall. So it's up high enough where it gets down to 25 degrees at night and 40 degrees in the day. So you had snow in Hawaii. Hard to believe, isn't it, Grandma?
Nope.
All right, now tell me your Hawaii story, and then I'll tell you about ATM Oops.
I was there when it snowed. It's my dad used to be Barack Obama.
Your dad was not Barack Obama.
Yes, it was.
And I suppose that's how you came to here to America, right?
Yeah, and it was snowing. That's why Boo Boo is half white.
Half white, kind
because
of.
Because the snow dyed her skin.
Your dog, Boo Boo, looks more like unmelted snow from Boston. Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Grandma. Grandma, I'm going to read you about ATM Oops. You want to hear that story?
No.
All right, I'll read it to you right now.
You have a sticker on your phone.
I don't have a sticker on my phone.
Yep, on the top, right there.
Well, it can stay there.
No, it cannot, because it's going to bother me, and I'm going to take it off right now.
Take it off then, Grandma. You take it off, I'll read the article, okay?
And I'll read it. It says...
This is from Linwood, Washington.
Qualcomm R4 our 4G? You have a 4G phone?
Yes, Grandma. That's how we can do the radio show like this.
Well, I'm going to keep it on my mouth.
You put it on your mouth then, okay?
No, what is this?
Grandma, Washington State
is... I dropped it.
Grandma, Washington State is getting to be as weird as Florida sometimes, okay? This comes from Linwood, Washington, when authorities says
that
two thief suspects stealing an ATM machine from a parking lot. As they drove away, they hit a speed bump at around 11 a.m. on Sunday, and the ATM machine fell out of the van that they had. Later on in the morning, police found the abandoned van still running, and they found the abandoned ATM machine, which fell out because the men drove too fast over a speed bump.
Yeah, if you find my sticker, let me know.
Grandma, have you ever tried to... Grandma, have you ever stolen an ATM machine?
I stole Boo Boo.
What about an ATM machine? Grandma, are you tech... Grandma, are you... Grandma, are you technically advanced enough to know what an ATM machine is?
Yeah.
What is it?
You buy money off of there.
You don't buy money, you get money out of your account.
You give them money and then they give you money. You have to buy the money, you can just take the money out of there.
Alright, I got a quick note. Grandma, you make a lot of sense. I'm going to tell you that, okay? I got a question for you, Grandma.
What? Why is Boo Boo with me?
Why do people say...
Well, I'll tell you how me and Boo Boo met.
How? Grandma?
We were walking down the street. I was walking down the street. And she was walking down the street.
Yes.
And I looked up at the sky.
Yes.
And then we saw each other. And then... She ran to my arms, and I was like, you're my puppy!
Grandma, that is the 13th different version of how you and Boo Boo met.
She's so cute. I can't even believe it. She didn't have a collar.
Grandma.
I was going to sneeze.
Grandma, do you know what time it is now?
Adventure time?
No. It can be adventure. Grandma, trying to do a podcast with you is an adventure time every time.
I'm taking this off.
But it's life advice. Time with Grandma Matata. This is where Grandma's going to hit us with some advice that we can use and live by every day. Grandma likes that theme song. All right. Life advice number one. Let's have it, Grandma.
If you find my sticker, let me know.
Nobody's going to find your sticker.
Don't eat my ice cream.
Don't eat Grandma's ice cream.
If you find ice cream, you bring it to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Florida.
You live in Florida with all the other crazies, don't you?
Yep.
No, and you don't live in Florida. You live in
Los... Yes, I do live in Florida. I own Disney World.
Grandma, I'm going to take you to the nursing home and drop you off for a little while. You know why?
It's the ranch.
The ranch. Yes, the ranch. I'm going to take you to the ranch.
I'm kicking you right now.
You're not kicking me very hard, Grandma.
Good. One, two, three.
That's your wooden foot.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have a wooden foot. I can even show you right now.
Grandma, you have wooden feet.
Ooh.
All right, Grandma.
That's literally why I have a picture of my foot up in my room.
Matata, Grandma Matata.
I'm only 10 years old.
Grandma Hakuna Matata.
Matata.
Give us our last bit of life advice for the week.
And if you ever see a dog that looks like Boo Boo, it is Boo Boo. Bring her back because she keeps running away for some reason. I think she doesn't like me. Don't worry, she loves me to pieces. That's why she follows me around the house every day.
Grandma, you have given us no advice whatsoever. Wait, there's more.
Always walk your dog. Because I have another dog named Mandy.
How
and
about...
And I walk her every day.
Grandma.
At 7 o'clock.
Grandma.
So tomorrow, I'm making it National Dog Walking Day. And tomorrow is Thursday, July 23rd.
How about...
And every person that is watching this, you better walk your dog because I...
Well, this will be broadcast a week later.
Please just do it for me.
How about...
Because I walk my dog every day at the same time.
Grandma.
At 8 o'clock exactly, you walk out that door.
Grandma's got a lot of wind today.
I want to see everyone out there. Literally, there's some people...
How about we tell people not to lock their dogs and their children in their hot cars? Is that a better advice? How about that?
No, because actually heat is good for your muscles. That's why they do hot yoga.
No! Dogs don't need hot yoga.
Lock them in your car. It's good for them.
Oh, Grandma, you're nuts.
I have to go out for hot yoga with my mom.
Your mom doesn't go to hot yoga.
Yeah, no, I have to. They said it will help my scoliosis.
Grandma, That's not...
They said it would help with my scoliosis.
You don't have... Grandma.
I have scoliosis.
This has come to an end of another Shiny Squirrel podcast with the eccentric...
Why is he always mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
You're mad at me every day. Don't argue with me, little buster, or I'll pop your lights out.
Yeah, I know, because you threatened me, Grandma. But you know, we love you, Grandma, because
you
do a podcast.
She doesn't like me.
This is the shiny... I'm not going to kill you, Grandma.
No, you weren't supposed to hear that.
Grandma, tell me why, which will be what this podcast is called, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, Grandma.
No.